Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, good morning. It is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Today's Pearl Harbor Day, a day where we kind of think about, you know, a lot of stuff that happened in our history, a rich history, lessons learned from that. 713-572-4610. That is the number to talk to us here. So Home Show Garden Pros, it's a radio show, and what we do is we talk about gardening. We really want to explore gardening, get into some details of maybe what you're dealing with, be it tree-related stuff, you know, issues with your lawn, landscaping, shrubs, anything outside that's related to plants, we can help you out. And I know that we can do that because we've kind of acquired this incredibly talented and knowledgeable group of experts from all over the city. So, I mean, today, a wonderful person's joining us from Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, a beautiful spot up there, incredible place. Diane Bolanowski will be here kind of answering your gardening questions. Hey, Diane.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. The other groups that kind of really feed into this knowledge set that really help us, like Warren Southern Gardens does, Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden, and Joe will be on later today, Plants for All Seasons up 249, just past Soweta, and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. So, but, you know, Warren Southern Gardens, that's Diane's spot. She makes a lot of miracles happen out there. Plants look beautiful over there, Diane.
Yeah, thank you. We're super excited. We love Christmas and everything, winter and fall, so we're having fun.
That is so great. That's so great. Yeah, you got any big Christmas plans?
Well, we have Santa coming next weekend, so
Santa.
That's always fun. We're doing selfies with Santa and making magical reindeer food, so
Ooh. We
always have a good time with the kids, and that's next weekend from 10 to 1. And all week, we've been doing Deck the House Week. So we've been working with greenery and making centerpieces and embellishing fresh wreaths. So all about Christmas, but we're having a good time. So we're helping people out with their Christmas projects since we're all so pressed for time these days.
No, absolutely. And, you know, people love that kind of personal touch of decorating. So to help people kind of facilitate that, that's so wonderful. And, you know, it is true. Warren Southern Gardens is really just a great place for families to go. Like, it is just, you know, it's like easy to walk around. It's beautiful. It's clean. It's, like, nice. There's, like, chances to feed the fish and stuff like that. No, it's just a great, great spot. So I'm really glad you're here today. Whenever Diane's on, I always like to pick her brain about native plants and pollinators and what we should be doing now. But there's a big topic that we need to be exploring today. And it's something that, you know, everybody's kind of in the main kind of thing doing, and that's getting Christmas trees. So this is one of those, like, you know, sometimes we talk about cut flowers, but this is like a sort of similar subject, is how to get the best Christmas tree. And, you know, you and I kind of are on the same mindset here, but there's a lot of good reasons to go with a fresh cut tree instead of even like a dry cut tree, or especially over an artificial tree.
Yeah,
so
I mean, one of the main reasons I like to buy a tree and a fresh tree over an artificial tree is because it helps create jobs. And I think a lot of people don't think about that. A lot of the artificial trees are made in China.
Right.
And, you know, there's fuel and pollution, and, you know, they have to be imported here. But if you buy a real tree, this employs a lot of people here, you know, in the country. And it's a lot of permanent jobs and also local jobs. And I think, you know, it's a really healthy industry. I think, you know, people are doing a positive thing. Real trees change carbon dioxide into oxygen. So that's, you know, that's a real benefit. They, you know, provide shelter for animals. And they're sustainable. I mean, they're biodegradable. They can be recycled. And a lot of people don't realize that the trees are grown for that purpose.
Right.
So, you know, they replace every tree. You know, when they cut a tree, they plant a new one. So I just think it's a really positive, healthy thing. And, of course, they smell great and they look fantastic. And, you know, you're bringing the indoors out, which I think is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, we live in such a, you know, a lot of our environments are very sterile. So anytime you can bring greenery and plants in the house, I think that's healthy.
Me too. And that's definitely something that I think even that advantage gets kind of improved when we talk about fresh cut trees. And that's just something I want to really talk a little bit later along, because to me, this wintertime, and, you know, really, like, my wife has kind of made this clear that she wants indoor plants as indoor. She wants to get indoor gardening as, like, her Christmas focus. And to me, a fresh cut tree does some of that, because it still does kind of keep some of those living qualities. So Home Show Garden Pros Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens is here today. We want to help you answer any gardening questions you've got. 713-572-4610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees, accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Yes, just like the nice man said, Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. And we really dive into gardening really deeply here. We're like talking about roots and the impact of soil health. And one of our kind of favorite topics is how to actually do fertilizer good. And MicroLife is a company, a local company, that has figured out how to do fertilizer the right way. If you think about that word, fertilizer, right? It's to make something fertile. So the only way to really make plants and soil more fertile is by aiding the life that's already in them. And MicroLife won't burn your plants. It's not a chemical. So chemical fertilizers are the ones that burn your plants. They make kind of a reaction happen that sucks the water out of the space, changes the water. But MicroLife can't do that because it's food for the soil. And all their products do a great job of feeding the plants and feeding the soil. So you get short-term relief and you get long-term help. It's kind of an incredible situation. It's like you actually get to get the cake and eat it too, like one of those situations. So this winter brings challenges and opportunities. We want to spend a lot more time outside. We also want to make sure we're overcoming any diseases, stuff like that. So, you know, best results for your lawn, for your garden, for all that stuff, you want to stock up on MicroLife. For Brown Patch is their all-organic fertilizer. Actually, it does a great job of stymieing Brown Patch and making sure it doesn't come back. Their MicroGrow Granular is actually a pack of living things that you put on the soil, and it builds plant resiliency. There's all this new data about what good soil can do for plants, and it's pretty incredible. There's also their liquid organics. I was just talking with Peter Nelson last night about great ways to kind of fast-track success in the garden, and some of MicroLife's liquid organics were the first thing that came to mind. Their super seaweed and their molasses are go-to treatments for me horticulturally. And they work really, really well. MicroLife has tons of great tools to treat your issues. They're sold all over the place, so they got a good kind of product finder on their website. They do have there is new data supporting this idea that if you grow vegetables in better soil, you get tastier vegetables. And the only way to improve the vegetables is actually improve the soil life. So they have made this MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers 846 that will bring your veggie garden and your landscaping beds to life. So safe to use. It's wonderful stuff. It works really, really well. And it's all about healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. So check out their website, microlifefertilizer.com, for a location nearest you. Diane.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. Yeah, yep. We've had beautiful weather, especially yesterday. It was awesome. Really pretty day.
We have had a long stretch of beautiful, perfect gardening days. You know, it's nice when you're gardening to get – it's like you start cool, you got the clothes on, then you have that experience of like peeling off layers. And then, like, you're sweating, and it's, like, wonderful because it's, like, a tea is perfect. So, yeah, no. Gardening lately has been absolutely wonderful. You're 100% correct. So, you know what time it is. It's time for the email question of the week. So,
yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
So, you know, Home Show Garden Pros live radio show. Our favorite way to kind of answer gardening questions is for you to call in 713-572-4610. But we have a great website. There's actually a Listen Live button on there. There's access to our awesome podcast on there. And there's a button called Ask a Pro. And we select an email every week for the Ask a Pro button. And we get a pro to answer it. So a question of the week. Diane Bolanowski, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Kathy asks, we have an area in the corner of our backyard that gets no sun and is very damp slash wet most of the time. What plants would be good for this area?
Okay. Well, there's a pretty good list. A lot of them are native plants. I will say, and I always say this, is that poor drainage is never a good thing. Mm. So anything that you can do to improve your drainage is really important. Even plants that, you know, are okay with sitting wet, it'd be better if they didn't. So I always say if you can correct the problem, try to. And one way you can do that is by using expanded shale. You can also use humates to improve the soil, work in some organic matter. It really matters why the drainage is poor. But I would, you know, I would first try to address that. You know, try to correct that situation first. Expanded shale is great. It really does improve drainage pretty drastically. Some areas you may not be able to work it in, and in those cases, in established areas where you have tree roots and established plantings, I like to use humates, and MicroLife has some great products, you know, for that we really like to use. But that said, there are a lot of plants that will do fine, you know, in a shady, you know, damp condition. One of them, and it also depends on what you're looking for. Is it a, you know, foundation shrub? Are you okay with, you know, having more of a sort of natural cottage garden look? I like inland sea oats. They're really pretty. Mm. They do spread. And they will sit in you know, very damp conditions.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's a really great one because that kind of does check a lot of boxes. You know, it stays pretty green most of the year. It will spread and kind of cover the whole area if it's wet and shady. And then it looks really pretty. You know, it's got the fanny seed pods most of the hot summer and fall. That's a really great one, actually. I was like, oh, cool, wow. Because that can do a lot of things. The inland sea oats can.
Yeah, and I just think they're beautiful in mass. So it really kind of depends on how big the area is and what you're, you know, looking for aesthetically. But gingers also. A lot of gingers are okay with sitting a little bit wet. Mm. But again, I would work on the drainage if you can. And shrimp plant. Shrimp plant is very forgiving of a lot of things. I've really abused my shrimp plant over the years. I've dug it up. I've potted it in the middle of moving. It's been neglected. It's sat really wet during, you know, Imelda and Harvey. And so shrimp plant's really pretty. Look it up. There are two kinds. There's a yellow shrimp plant and an orange. There's several in the family, but very tolerant of wet conditions. Brazilian plume, it's a justicia. That one will sit really wet. Mm. There's a lot on the natives list. It just depends on how much shade, too.
Right.
Turk's cap will take shady conditions and, you know, a little bit of extra moisture.
I think a really great answer to Kathy's question. Because you have a lot of different types of things here, and you know some of them are really kind of like shrimp plant is such an interesting plant. You know, it's such an interesting plant. So that's great. I think you did a great job with Kathy's question. So hopefully she's feeling grateful. Anybody else dealing with a wet and shady spot? Just to review, gingers are a great option. Inland sea oats are kind of maybe the first one to think of. Shrimp plants are beautiful. They're going to handle that. Brazilian plume and Turk's cap are big-time winners. And a few of those are also like pretty attractive pollinator plants. So 713-572-4610 is a great chance to call in, get a question in with the wonderful Diane Bolanowski, and you know, from Warren Southern Gardens. And she is super knowledgeable, so she will definitely help you answer your gardening question. And we're going to start doing that right when we get back from this quick break.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Avoid brown patch, chinch bugs, and other pests this year. Treat your lawn and landscaping now to avoid these issues later. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer dozens of lawn and soil treatments, both organic and synthetic, priced to fit your budget. Come talk to us. We'll get you going on the right path with the right solution. You'll also find seeds, plants, soils, and fertilizer, everything you need for a healthier lawn and garden. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Danny Milliken, and we are talking gardening here with the wonderful Diane Bolanowski from Warren's Southern Gardens. And yeah, we're going to explore a couple of flower-focused topics a little bit once we kind of really maybe we'll get through some of your questions, call-in questions, and so we are going to start doing that right now. Diane, you want to answer some gardening questions? Diane, yes, hello, all right. So 713-572-4610, we're going to get going on that. Oh, well, the first person here on the line is actually Anita Nelson. Hello, Anita.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. Me and Diane are sitting here having a nice time so far.
Have you been out in the garden working all this week? It's been so beautiful.
Diane, I'll let you go first, you know.
I have. I've been, you know, sometimes I get stuck inside at the garden center, and, you know, during this time of year, it's great because I've had all week outside, so I'm feeling great. How about you?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've been in my own garden as well. Planting. I love it.
Yeah, I have four veggie beds and recently turned over the last one and weeded it some and want to get some good stuff in there soon. So I'll be seeing you all for some good veggies.
Excellent, Dan.
Yeah. So, Anita, you got like a Christmas party today?
Yeah, today's our open house, and Santa will be here this weekend, and if you miss us, Santa this weekend, you'll head on up to Warren Southern Gardens and hit Santa.
He just
next
makes
weekend.
The rounds. It's so good that you guys are such good people.
He does. So he'll be at our place today from 10 till 1, and we'll have crafts and toasting marshmallows. People love to toast marshmallows. They really
do.
It's kind of fun. And you can buy your tree, and if you go to our Facebook page, we have a coupon, so you can get a little bit of a discount off your Christmas tree. And I was listening to Diane extol all the virtues of buying a live tree, and the one thing she talked about that I didn't even think about was all the jobs that growing live trees creates.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good thing. It's a win-win. Everything you do about buying a live Christmas tree is positive, everything. So I really encourage people to do that, bring that life into your home, that wonderful smell, and come on out to Nelson's, where we'll have them for sale. They've been in water since the moment they hit our nursery, so we've kept them as fresh and green as possible before you put them in your house.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, that really makes a huge difference, because when the trees come in, you need to put a fresh cut on them, set them in water. If you find trees that are just, you know, sitting there and they haven't been, you know, unbound or put in water or had a fresh cut, you just don't know, you know, what the level of sustainability
so
will
true.
Be.
I mean, that's true, Diana, yeah. And those of us in the garden center trade, we know how to take care of our Christmas trees, don't we?
Yes.
That's right,
yeah.
Well, Anita, thanks so much for the call, and what an exciting day today out there. You know, it's great, great, great season of celebration, and I always enjoy all the fun things everybody does.
Yeah,
good.
Have
I hope
fun
to
with
see
Santa.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And by the way, there'll be a really, really tall elf at our place.
Buddy the elf, so, right?
Huh?
Peter the elf?
Peter the elf, that's right. So we will hope to see you all at Nelson Water Garden.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Have fun, all right. Anita.
She had a great point about, I mean, she's kind of echoing your point about American jobs. And that really is a great thing to think that these are actually like the exact people that we want to support in America, farmers, when we're buying local trees. But we're going to kind of explore that a little later on because to me it ties in with the topic of indoor gardening. So we're going to keep answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. Tony, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. I have a question for you guys. Thanks for taking my call. It may be a little off topic from what y'all are talking about. I don't know if y'all can help me with it. I got an issue with an old oak tree in the front of my yard. It's been struggling a bit, and it's I think I got an overwatering issue with it because it's around an aerobic septic system. I don't know if there's anything I can do with it to help it out there in the winter.
What leads you, so does the area sit wet? What is the tree, you know, doing? Is it, are the leaves looking chlorotic? Does it look sick? Or what's indicating to you that it's not thriving?
Well, I try to do some work around it and help it out. Yeah, it looks, from what it's been, it's probably a 30-year-old tree. And, I have a little auger that I run around and aerate and, you know, put some compost out pretty annual. And I noticed that it's the water table, when I bored some of the holes, I noticed it had water sitting in the bottom of it. And these holes are, you know, 18 inches. I can't really stop the water because it's hooked up to the aerobic system. I've noticed that it's struggling, so I don't know if there's, other than just turning the water off and getting it out of there, I was just wondering if there's any other thoughts that I can help it with.
Tony, do you know what kind of oak tree it is?
It's a live oak.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So those are known for kind of handling wetness a little bit better. I wonder if, like, and Diane, I would really love you to kind of, you know, think about this idea and tell me what you think, but you mentioned these kind of auger holes you're dealing, but maybe going deeper and kind of even considering them sumps, like places for the water to go and fill and drain out at a lower base than they're currently doing, instead of filling up that kind of, like, root-rich top, you know, 6 inches, really kind of going down 3 feet, filling it with gravel or something like that. Especially around this tree to get that water to go down into those sumps.
Oh, go deeper. Okay.
Well, just, you know, to me it's like getting it past those kind of nutrient grabbing roots that are in the top 6 inches deeper down to where you're getting it past those. That's just an idea. Diane, do you have any notions?
That really sounds like a good idea, Danny. If when you do the core aeration or when you're aerating, getting some shale down, into those holes too, might be helpful. And kind of what we talked about when I was talking about the real wet, shady area with our last caller, things like umates, working in maybe some azomite, just because when you have poor drainage areas, I always think you want to give some extra nutrition. Things like, you know, Texas green sand, azomite, might be helpful, liquid umates, just for the overall health of the tree, in the long run. But I think your suggestion probably is the best way to go.
Well, you know, I mean, I what you just said totally, like, piqued my interest. And, Tony, the humic acid to me is a really great idea because you put the minerals in place and then the carbon that's in the humic acid, you're getting the microbes out, right? And so you've got this life. So if you can speed it up, right, by adding food, like humic acid food or molasses, you could probably use a lot of that water up from just microbial activity versus it sitting there. So humic acid and molasses, in addition to the minerals Diane mentioned, to me, that doing both together might be a really kind of win-win. So that's what I suggest, is kind of taking that two-step approach. And then I'd love to hear in a couple of weeks if anything improved after you do some deeper sumps and then get some minerals and some humic acid out.
Well, you said humic acid. Is that different than a humate?
No, it's just a wet form of it. So, not really different.
Humic acid and molasses.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But, and she mentioned, she used the word, I thought I heard her say shale.
Expanded shale.
Expanded shale. Okay.
Can you relocate? Joey Linderman just texted. He's listening too. So he just he's asking if you can relocate the sprinkler heads to like a place that maybe are a little bit further away from the tree, not quite spraying under the canopy. If that's a possibility.
This has got a big front lawn. This thing's out in the middle of, and there's sprinkler heads all around it. Yeah, I'm going to try to do something. I'm talking with a guy that does drainage or whatever about maybe putting a French drain or something in to move the water away.
Well, I would definitely increasing biological activity before I invested that huge amount of money. I mean, you can do some sumps for cheap and try to speed up the processes, even if it's a monthly spraying of those two things. So, I mean, great advice,
acid,
Diane.
Humic acid and molasses.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Deeper sumps. Thank you.
Okay. That's a great question from Tony, huh? Diane, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
And it really is interesting because, from a compost perspective, making compost, and we're going to go to a break right here in a second, but when you make compost, the actual microbes in the compost use a lot of water. They take up a lot of water. And so I wonder if applying that notion to this space is maybe a really great way to go across the city. So awesome stuff. Great answer, Diane. Thanks as always. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros.
Love digging in the dirt, coaxing herbs and vegetables to grow? Start healthier this fall with organic fertilizers, plants, and advice from Wabash Feed and Garden. I'm Betty Hecker here, inviting you to visit a little piece of the country in the heart of the city. You'll find everything you need for fall gardening and healthy pet foods, too. Bring the kids. They'll love our barnyard critters. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. We're different, and that's good. WabashFeed.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
We're celebrating the holidays today with our annual holiday open house. Good morning. This is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Santa's here and he brought his own jazz band. That's right, live music at Buchanan's. We've got a food truck serving lunch and gifts for everybody on your list. This weekend, we're also fully stocked on poinsettias. We've got a lot of different colors, a bubblegum pink one, which is really cool. So come by and check those out. Also, we'll still have some Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. But don't wait too long. They're going fast. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram to keep up with what's new and incoming and any upcoming events. Also, check our events page on buchanansplants.com. If you're in the Heights area, Buchanan's is located at 611 East 11th Street between Studewood and Heights Boulevard. Today and tomorrow, we're open 9 to 6. Music, food, drink, Santa. So come on by. And now back to Diane and Danny.
713-572-4610. Diane and Danny. Hey, that's a nice ring to it, Diane and Danny here, Home Show Garden Pros, answering your gardening questions. Again, that is 713-572-4610. We're going to keep the question train a-rolling. Rebecca, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, I have two different questions. The first question has to do with ornamental grasses, that pink mooly grass, and the other one is micanthus. And this is my first time they were planted in a garden on a square, historic square. And when it gets really cold, they haven't died back yet, but we are going to have a big frost coming up. When do you cut them back, and how much do you cut them back after they...
Those are two really beautiful grasses, and I especially love pink mooly grass. Usually what I do, Rebecca, is I'll let them, you know, once we have two really good freeze events, they're going to start looking pretty rough. They'll already be, you know, dying back. And you can cut them back to about two-thirds. And then in early, usually it's not early spring. Usually it's the latter part of spring when they really start to flush out. So that's usually what I do. But, you know, they're going to look a little rough. That's one thing with the ornamental grasses. They do go through a period of looking a little bit rough. But usually I'll wait until we have two really good hard freezes.
Okay. And then just cut off two-thirds of the stems.
That's usually what I do. I'll usually leave about 3 to 4 inches, of the crown above ground.
And one reason, Rebecca, that you want to leave about 4 inches or 3 inches is that the growth crown is just above the soil level, and if you cut it all the way down, that could freeze. And so the kind of dead stems from the previous year growth insulate it and protect it, even if you get a cold weather or snow or something like that.
Okay. Beautiful. I'm sorry.
And that
go ahead.
Said, I'm sorry. It's kicking back. But what I was going to say is, and I don't always cut it back. If it's really unsightly, you can. But I don't always feel, you know, like it's necessary to cut it back. Sometimes I'll just let, you know, the leaves and just natural organic matter, you know, protect it.
For sure. That's a great thought. That's a great thought. Rebecca, if you don't mind, we're going to have you hold through the break, and you can ask your next question to Diane after this break, if that's okay.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. Diane, great thought on the grasses. Yeah, it's not necessary to cut them back right away, right? I mean, it is something that you can be kind of like, yeah, let's wait till this really is necessary.
Right.
Yeah. 713-572-4610. Diane and Danny, Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You gave me a brand new house at my same old address. Hi, I'm Caleb McCollum with Home Exterior Systems. I often hear words like that from our customers. That's because our hardy siding teams bring our customers' vision to life. Whether it's a fresh new look or restoring a home to its original glory, Home Exterior Systems makes it happen with skill and precision. We are Hardy Elite Preferred Installers and certified Home Show Pros for a reason. James Hardy Siding is the right choice. Get it installed right. Trust Home Exterior Systems.
Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called the poke salad.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And as we talk gardens, we always want to make sure that we talk about tools. And honestly, good tools make the job so much easier. I love shopping for tools at Lansdowne Moody. They are Houston's outdoor power and equipment specialists. And when we talk about hand tools, we're talking about some power tools that are a little bit more for an extra job. I, for years, was using kind of a lousy, actually a pretty expensive electric chainsaw. But it wasn't getting the job done. It would take me a couple hours to do what I needed to do with the chainsaw. Switched to a steel saw from Lansdowne Moody, and man, it was like 15 minutes. And they taught me how to maintain it, how to take care of it. They even did some of that maintaining and take caring that I couldn't handle because that's they're professionals. They know exactly what they're doing at Lansdowne Moody, and they choose to sell steel products because they're convinced that they're the best. Steel is the number one brand of handheld outdoor power equipment, and Lansdowne Moody's like, this is what we're going to sell. Lansdowne Moody is an awesome place to shop. If you're thinking Christmas gifts for your dad or your brother or son or anybody who loves working outside, doesn't have to be a male person at all. It is a great place to shop because they don't just sell you a box. They actually assemble the tool. They service the tool. They get it completely ready to go, and they adjust it. They register it. So it's this thing is warrantied. It's out of the box. It's ready to use, and they make perfect gifts. Line trimmers, power washers, blowers, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, lots of different tools. All of them are going to be way better than what you're currently using. And so really kind of spend some time and think about how to relieve frustration if you're buying for yourself or you're buying gifts. Save time. Upgrade your old equipment. And Landsell Moody is conveniently located all over Houston. The East Freeway just before 610 East. Bellway 8 just southeast of 59. Webster, Conroe, Splendora, Hockley. Places are all awesome. So go check them out. If you're looking for a location, just look online, lmtractor.com. 713-572-4610. Diane Bolanowski here from Warren Southern Gardens, answering
good
your gardening
morning.
Questions. Good morning. Good morning. And yeah, you're just you're such a great question answerer. You have so much knowledge. I always love having you on because you're just very knowledgeable.
Oh, thanks, Danny. Well, you know, and what you were saying about the tools, it's endless. As far as gardening goes, if you've got a gardening enthusiast that you're buying gifts for the holidays, for Christmas, there's just so many options.
There really are.
I always appreciate a gift card from a garden center because, there's endless needs. I always need compost. Need fertilizer. There's so many cool MicroLife products that I always want to, try out because I like to experiment with different fertilizers and things like that. But tools, that's one thing that, you don't think about, but I'm always needing a new tool. So,
I always want to buy new vegetables, new flowers. I'm always kind of tinkering in my even finished landscape beds. And so, yeah, a gift card to a place like Warren Southern Gardens is a great idea for anybody who's doing outdoor stuff because there's so many wonderful, needed things, that are kind of like not ever considered to be that. It's just a really great gift. That's a really great point.
Right. Bulbs. I love to give bulbs. Amaryllis.
Right.
You have a lot of, people that you can't afford to buy gifts for everyone, but small gifts like bulbs, it's just a lovely gift because, they have a nice surprise later and they always remember you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great thought. And actually have one of the questions that I have for you is, and I'm going to ask a little bit later, but I'll let you think about it. But if you're going to lift up one gardening gift for the garden enthusiast in our listener's life, what would it be? So before you answer that question, though, we're going to get back to Rebecca, who's been waiting to ask her second question. So 713-572-4610. Rebecca, you got your second question ready to go for Diane?
Within the same garden are two crepe myrtles, and they'll be planted a year in May. And my question, they struggled. They were 30-gallon crepe myrtles. So we just had 6 inches of rain during the Thanksgiving holidays. But I want to know how much I need to water them during the winter. I've been reading up on it, and I just wanted to get your opinion about watering them.
Okay. I'm kind of, in the wintertime, it also depends. Do you run a sprinkler system in that same area? Is there irrigation in that area? Because when you have trees in the landscape, if you're irrigating your lawn, they'll also get some water. But I usually will deep water my trees and establish shrubs maybe once a week during the winter months if we don't have rain. But I'm always of the mind that, deep watering is better than frequent watering. Is that area irrigated at all?
Yes, by me. Hand watering.
That's the best way.
Yep. Definitely the best way. So to me, it sounds like, Rebecca, that Diane is just saying, check the area. If it seems dry, do a deep watering. But don't worry about kind of constantly making sure that's always wet because that's not necessary for crepe myrtles.
Okay. So they're new plants. They're not established plants. But what if I put a little soaker hose around there and just let it go for how long?
Well, I think this time of year you might not need the soaker hose. Danny, you might correct me, but I think if they were planted in May, we've had some pretty good rain events since then. I feel like in Crepe Myrtle's established, fairly well and fairly quickly. I think you'd be okay with hand watering once a week. What do you think, Danny?
I think less is where she's going to end up being. If I'm not mistaken, Rebecca's up in North Texas where they have had less rain, but still a pretty good rain year. So May, though, however, is not a new planting. Like, I bet the roots have grown some and have established some. So I would maybe do Diane's deep watering every 2 weeks if you really are itching to do some watering. So I think that's probably your best bet.
But this tree lost all of its leaves early on. And it's struggling.
We won't really know anything till spring, though, right? Till it leaves back out or doesn't. So,
right.
Fingers crossed till then, Rebecca.
You could give it some extra love with liquid seaweed or Ocean's Harvest. That can always be a good thing. Put down some compost, some azomite, just to give it a little extra love. But
definitely.
It should do well.
Yeah, wintertime with crepe myrtles, they go dormant, they stay dormant. They're not too much is going to be happening. Hopefully that plant survives. But great questions, Rebecca. Thank you very much for the call. 713-572-4610. The wonderful Diane Bolanowski here on the phone with us answering your gardening questions. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're back. The wonderful Diane Bolanowski dishing out awesome gardening information. And we kind of teased the question that I have for her, and that is, you may not have one answer for this, but what is a great gardening gift? Just, you know.
Okay. I do have an answer because right now I'm a camellia enthusiast, I think you know, and I love camellias,
nothing
especially
wrong with
this
that.
Time of year.
Nothing wrong with that.
But right now, the Sasanquas are stunning. They're all in bloom, so pretty. And then Japonicas go into bloom around midwinter through early spring. So I would, if it were me, I would love a dual camellia present. So I would like a Sasanqua that's in bloom now. I think that would be a lovely gift.
That's a great idea.
And then a Japonica camellia that I can plant and have something that goes into bloom in spring. And I just think that would be a really fun and lovely gift.
That's a great idea. I mean, camellias are just showcase plants. And they really don't get enough play even as being like a steady evergreen landscape presence either. You know, they're shiny.
They're actually tough.
Right.
Yeah,
the Sasanquas especially, they're like so tough and they're interesting looking. And then, man, when nothing else is really flowering quite as boldly, they are just eye popping. So I love that idea. Yeah, do the Sasanqua kind of in a nice pot with some soil, right? Do a 3 gallon Sasanqua, a nice pot and some soil as the inside gift, or the easy ready to go gift. And then that. I love that. This is a great idea. That's a great idea. Then because they're so beautiful.
Pretty right now. I'm just loving them all over the nursery. They're just all in bloom. So.
And then you guys do a great job of giving people information on how to care for the plant itself. You know what I mean? People leave Warren Southern Gardens with information on how to take care of the plant. And, if you're given a Christmas gift of a plant, that's a great kind of strategy and extra gift even to give to that person that's receiving this plant is how to take care of it. What's unique about the plant and how are you going to make it thrive?
Yeah, that's super important. So,
not enough people that sell plants do that, Diane. I think it's really cool that you guys do.
Yeah, I'm really all about education because you want to be successful, and then that makes you interested in, you know, continuing learning and all the wonderful gardening possibilities.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of education and gardening possibilities and the great things you guys do at Warren Southern Gardens, what's happening in the near future up there? Any cool news?
Yeah, well, we've got Santa coming next week.
Santa!
But right now I'm working on next year, so we're thinking about some great speakers and events that are, you know, will be around fruit trees and citrus. We've got some really cool, beautiful micro-budded citrus, and actually that's a great gift too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves citrus, and of course everybody's picking citrus right now. So so we'll have speakers. We'll also have a program around daylilies. We bring in bare root daylilies and hostas, so you have a really great selection, and we'll do programs around that. So really, I'm just kind of working. Maybe you'll come and do something at the nursery. We can, you know, we can work that out. Danny's always great to hear speak. So right now, just things in the works, getting ready, you know, for spring, believe it or not, planning our year for next year.
No, I do believe it. I mean, it's December, you know, the next year's coming up pretty soon. So.
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks so much, Diane. And great information as always. Thanks for being on here. You really do a great job dishing out the info.
Thanks, Danny. Happy gardening.
Happy gardening to you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're talking gardening, answering gardening questions, doing our best to give you great advice. And we're going to keep getting that great advice going with the Yard Geek because it is time for Ask the Yard Geek with Bob Patterson. Bob is from Southwest Fertilizer. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Always feeling good. Love to be talking gardening with all these great folks. So we're going to ask you a question. You ready? Okay, great. Thanks so much for doing this, by the way. You give great answers. So, Todd in the medical center writes, what are the do's and don'ts for protecting my plants from the next hard freeze that's coming?
Well, we know we're going to have a freeze sometime or other. Hopefully it's not too hard of a freeze. But the most important thing we can do is just be prepared. Just keep our eye on the weather. It's a good idea to already go out and buy these frost protection blankets and things like that just to have in the garage, just ready to go when we do have a hard freeze. But when you're covering your plants, it's very important that we use a breathable fabric. Frost cloth is what we sell, or frost blanket, a cloth-like sheet that goes over the plant that keeps the plant protected. It will protect your plants down to about 25 to 27 degrees. If we get much colder than that, we got more problems with the plants. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty hard freeze. That's a pretty severe hard freeze, so we have to do other things. The don'ts, do not use plastic. Do not use the blue tarps to cover your plants. The problem with that, they do not breathe. And once that sun comes up in the morning, it builds up that heat almost immediately inside there, and it will tend to burn the plants. Mm. And it will cause more damage than the freeze ever did. So keep that in mind. Another big tip is before we have a hard freeze, I recommend that we water well the night before. That if we do get real, real cold, the soil is moist, you know, a layer of ice will form right on top, and that will insulate the soil 3 or 4 inches deep. So it's very important that we water the day before a hard freeze. So pay attention to the weather. You know it's coming, and you just don't want to do all these things the night of the freeze. You want to be prepared and have it all ready for you.
Great advice.
Folks, if you've got a yard problem and you're looking for solutions, grab a picture or a sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions for almost any problem you might have. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.